This is Ozarks at Large. Last summer, we reported on the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs launch of the Mission Act, which expands health care access for veterans to sanctioned private sector medical providers. In a follow-up interview, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich talks with U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie about how the Mission Act is working, as well as efforts to reduce veteran suicide rates, the VA's rule on medical marijuana, the fallout from a Fayetteville VA pathologist charged with manslaughter, and more.
The Mission Act, passed into law with broad bipartisan support in June 2018, provides qualified veterans access to sanctioned private sector health care, expands benefits for caregivers, and improves VA's ability to recruit and retain top medical providers. U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie says since the program was launched last summer, he's seeing results.
We have had several million more appointments within VA in the last year, about 2 million more. And then we've also sent, as a result of Mission, about 1.3 million into the private sector.
Under the Veterans Community Care Program, which replaces the Veterans Choice Program, veterans are referred to private care when the VA is unable to schedule appointments in a timely manner or provide certain specialty care. Veterans who live too far away from a VA medical center or community clinic also qualify.
So it is working well, and I like the balance with people coming to us within VA and then those we can serve who need services outside.
Also under the Mission Act, the VA has signed up more than 5,000 urgent care clinics nationwide for veterans to access.
They get access to what their neighbors get. So we're keeping them out of the emergency room when they have a cold, they have a fever, they have the flu, a sprained ankle. You know, 5,000 veterans a week using urgent care. We've had, you know, almost now 100,000 use it since we kicked this off in June. That puts us farther down the road in creating a modern 21st century healthcare administration.
To quell concerns that the Mission Act is privatizing healthcare for veterans, the VA says it will be transparent to both stakeholders and lawmakers regarding the reform. Wilkie says he's working to drastically reduce the crisis-level suicide rate among veterans.
Well, sadly, the suicide rate amongst veterans is about 20 a day, and that is a number that has been steady since the 1800s. We saw spikes prior to World War II. We certainly saw spikes after Vietnam. And the sad thing is that we've never had a national conversation about suicide. And what we at VA are doing at leading the president's task force is trying to open the aperture.
Referring to the president's roadmap to empower veterans and end the national tragedy of suicide prevents, a cabinet-level task force launched June 17th, which encourages community integration and collaboration to reduce veteran suicide.
So that we can support localities, we can support charities, non-governmental organizations who are out there trying to find those veterans we don't see, because 70% of the veterans who take their lives have no contact with us.
Certain veterans, including those not honorably discharged, suffering with mental illness or psychosis, may qualify for care if they meet certain eligibility requirements. The VA, Wilkie says, has budgeted $9.4 billion for mental health services to meet growing demand.
We take this seriously. We are now treating even those who were discharged other than honorably from the military. That is unheard of. You know, in my growing up, even in my time in uniform, someone who had received another than honorable discharge would not be eligible for any benefits, either from directly from DOD or from VA. So we see those folks. We are offering new ways of treating those veterans, including things like telehealth, We have a large budget for telehealth, which is absolutely vital in two areas. One, it allows us to reach into rural America, places in Northwest Arkansas where it would probably be difficult for a family, particularly in the winter, to get to a VA facility. Telehealth also allows us to open the range of treatment, the range of services that we give to those who have a mental health issue. It doesn't force them to go sit in a large room. It allows them the privacy of that screen. And it is the last great frontier in American medicine.
Wilkie says the VA is also taking stock after pathologist Dr. Robert Morris Levy was charged with 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter for records he allegedly falsified to conceal misdiagnoses he made while working impaired at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. An external review of nearly 34,000 of Levy's cases found more than 3,000 mistakes and misdiagnoses spanning almost 15 years.
Yes, it's a terrible thing. I will say that in an organization as large as ours, we are not immune from criminal activities. What has happened is that we are taking a much closer look at the way we credential people. That means a closer relationship with the state accrediting agencies. We have a more robust review process within our medical departments. People now know that we are more likely than any other department in the federal government to dismiss people. When we find that they're not doing the right thing, we've dismissed over 8,000. And that is the message that we send. And I am very well aware of the tragedy in Fayetteville. And it is my pledge to do as much as we can, not only on the medical side, but on the law enforcement side, to see that doesn't happen again.
Medical marijuana, now legal in 33 states, including Arkansas and the District of Columbia, is also being monitored by the VA. VA healthcare providers are not legally allowed to recommend medical marijuana or assist veterans to obtain it. Use of medical marijuana by veterans does not impede eligibility for VA care and services. And VA medical providers are allowed to discuss marijuana use with their patients as part of comprehensive healthcare planning.
I will not comment on state law. I will say, as you said, I'll repeat that it is federal law. We can't dispense it. But I urge people to be very cautious before changing things at the federal level that would introduce this. I don't think we know enough about it.
To learn more about the Mission Act and VA healthcare eligibility, we've posted an FAQ to this story link on OzarksAtLarge.com. I'm Jacqueline Froelich.